time Group 1 winner, and Michael Friedman must be overjoyed at having his star coming back to the racetrack in the Group 2 Missile Stakes tomorrow. Michael, thanks for joining us, and yeah, as I say, you must be rapt to have her back.
Yeah, g'day Dan. It's always good at this time of year, you know, when we've sort of been through a pretty cold and wet winter to start to get a few of the nicer horses back. I think probably every trainer would feel a bit that way. So, yeah, it's nice to have her back in. She had a good sort of 6-week break after the last run in the All Aged in the autumn. And she's had a nice sort of steady build-up. And, yeah, I'm happy with her. She seems pretty good.
Three Group 1s, you know, the surround was a bit earlier on, obviously, and then she went through a patch there. Well, I don't know where she was at. She wasn't going badly, but and then something clicked. I mean, even at the start of last prep, it was on a good track, and she split Overpass and Animo. So that was signs of better things to come, but it's just when she got to the wet track. As I said, it's like she had a keel.
Yeah, look, there's no question she know, loves these wet tracks that we've had, and we've had plenty of them here in Sydney. But as you rightly pointed out, I mean, I thought her first up run last preparation on the good three at Rose Hill, she was probably a bit stiff not to win. So she sort of put the writing on the wall with that run, and then backed it up with her next start, and then obviously was able to string those two Group 1s together, being the Canterbury Stakes and the George Ryder. So I think, look, whilst the track's probably, I think the track on Saturday, it would be unlikely to be in the heavy range because we've had a reasonable week of weather here in Sydney. I think if it comes up somewhere in the soft range, that's kind of nice for a first up from a spell.
Being first up, I mean, you've been more used to it. Any horses trained in Sydney, in fact, there's more wet track form than there is dry track form, quite obviously. But I don't think any trainer really, even if they got wet trackers, want to run on a heavy 10 first up. So being a softish track is, I would imagine, from your perspective, a safer option for the horse.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously whether you'd run or not would be another question, but you rightly point out, I don't think coming back first up after a nice sort of winter spell that you'd necessarily want to be going onto a heavy 10. So, I'll be quite happy if it comes up somewhere in the soft range come early tomorrow morning.
Over 2.1 million, she's won 8 races, 3 of them at Group 1 level, 2 of them were last preparation. So where's she at the moment? Mares, they can have purple patches. She's trial, I mean, the trial was good, but, you know, how did you rate it? I think you only had one trial going into her first up run last time, and she went terrific. So there's a bit of a template for that. So, you know, when you look at her, you see her, do you think to yourself, she's as good, she might be slightly better, or might be a length off the mark at the moment?
I think physically she looks, you know, as good as ever. It's a bit difficult to, you know, properly assess her trial. I was very happy with the trial, but polytrack trials can sort of throw up some funny results, good and bad. And I think, you know, she certainly trialled well enough. Huey made the comment after the trial that he said, you know, she definitely doesn't feel as comfortable on the polytrack as she would on turf, and I think that was sort of subsequently backed up by sort of her gallop on Tuesday, where we were able to use the course proper, and she put in a piece of work that I'm, you know, pretty used to seeing with her when she seems to be going well. So, you know, all the signs are good, all the indications are good. She seems very bright. Her fitness looks good, but as you rightly point out too, sometimes mares can be in and out of form on occasion, so you like to see them sort of come back and put it down on race day rather than just sort of trying to assess it off track work and trials.
So you're expecting she'll improve with the run, but are you expecting that she can win that race tomorrow?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a tricky barrier too. I think she's got I'm not going to tell you how to ride her, but sort of 10 of 12 or wherever it is, you know, she'll need to sort of perhaps get a little luck to find the right spot. But look, I think if she can and she can get the right run on what she's sort of shown me this time back so far, I think she can run very well. Whether that's good enough to win first up remains to be seen, because there's obviously a couple of pretty handy ones in amongst as well. But you know, if she ran really well, and sort of put a red light flashing on for the Winx in 2 weeks' time, then I'd be more than happy.
You've got a few runners at Newcastle tomorrow. All maidens they are. Bunker Hut, Daytona, prize draw. Is there anything within those that we should be either having something on or watching?
I really like Bunker Hut. I think, you know, he's only had the one start 3 weeks ago at Kembla, where he, arguably he was probably a bit stiff not to win first time out. And he was very raw then, but I think he's made really good improvement out of that run. And I think he's quite a progressive young horse. You know, being a son of Savabeel, he's, you know, we've definitely, you know, looked after him and not pressured him too much too early. But I really like the horse. I think he's got a good future ahead of him. And I think the step up to 1,400 tomorrow on a big track like Newcastle should really suit him.
Okay, so that's Bunker Hut's race 2, number 8 at Newcastle. And back Bunker Hut and maybe go all up into the mare Forbidden Love.
I'd be more than happy with that result, Dan, that's for sure.
Well, so will I if I have something on the all up. Hey, Michael, thanks for joining us, mate. Great to see you back. She's been a wonderful mare. She certainly was last preparation. I hope the ride continues.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.